Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Samantha. Hi, Bill. I appreciate you for holding. How are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good.
That's great. So my name is David. I'm the director of HR's Texas. Let's see what we have for you in store. Okay, I see you over in San Antonio. Approved electro. You're at a 78250?
Yes.
Okay. Let me get your listing pulled up here. We'll get some of these pricing details for you. Now, Bill, how are most of your customers finding you today?
I mean, most of them I find them myself. I'm doing a lot of, commercial work, residential work, but most of my stuff is all through contractors that I reached out myself. So really I'm not being found the greatest because I've had, in the last 5 years, I've had several companies claim that they're going to get me on the front page and I've moved up supposedly. Last time I checked, I moved from position 94 and I'm somewhere around about, maybe I think the last time I heard, I was probably around position 20 on just regular looking up electricians, but still not quite in the front. And I've paid out so much money, and I mean, it just ranged between the lowest I ever was paying was $199, and they said they were going to get me on the page in 3 months, and like I said, I usually gave everybody about 5 months and to do it, and it's moved, but not on the front page. The front, depending on how you, I mean, my front page means I'm in the top 10 to me.
Yeah.
That's what that means. And I've never made it on the top. The only thing I show up now for on the front page within the top 10 in position 3 is generators. Not it. And so I don't get any calls on that. So, but besides that, nothing's kind of gone. So now I'm kind of changed the rules around and now I kind of want people, whatever the rate is per month, until you get me on the front page, I only want to pay half that rate. And as soon as you get me on the front page, then we pay the full rate because I have so many people that I pay out. Like I said, I pay between $199 all the way up to like $400-something and thought maybe, hey, I'll give it a shot for more. When you guys want more money and nope, they have not done it. So like I said, most of them had me for 5 months and still didn't get me there. And then I had somebody offering me this stuff about geotagging my photos and he wanted $850 a month. And then when I did the research on it, basically I found 3 videos on it that stated that geotagging photos is a load of crock, basically is what the 3 videos that I watched. So that's not, legit. Your photos are already geotagged. You can do it yourself and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, this guy was wanting to charge me $850 to geotag my photos. Okay, interesting.
It's a lot of money. That's kind of wild. Let me ask you a question. I mean, it looks like you obviously see the value in Google, right? Now, what I see is missing from you is the results. Why haven't you taken your electrical company into the Google Verified section? That automatically puts you at the top of every page. I mean, it's not even a question.
I did.
It's when.
The last company that I fired, I'm trying to remember the name of them, but they taught me in $299 a month and they set me up and I told them, I said, you're going to set me up with Google Guarantee. And they said, yes. So that's the main thing we're doing. And then we're going to start fixing your organic to get you moved up in there. So I don't know if they did or didn't do that. I really can't verify it. Again, I haven't checked it, but they said it'll take about 3 months. They all say that, 3 months. And I said, okay. And I had them doing it for 5 months. I got in 5 months on Google Guaranteed, I got probably 4 phone calls and I did one of them. And my budget went from $500 to basically, I think there's $30 in there. And then now Google's telling me that I owe them $150-something, and I'm not too sure how. And so it just kind of looks funny paying out, $500 or $600 and getting, about 4 phone calls.
It's tough. Let me ask you a question. Were you doing your Google Guaranteed, were you doing it on your own, or did you have somebody managing that for you? Was that the other company?
That was the other company, and I know I could do it myself, but the problem that I have with it is last time I did it, I didn't put the correct words in. And I know there's a tactic that you look it up and find out what's the proper keywords and terms to use. And that's the thing I was trying to get someone to help me was to say, you know what, let me manage my Google ads. Y'all focus on getting me moved up on the organic and get more, you know, original contacts. So I don't have to use the Google guarantee, because that's what they said. Look, let's subsidize your time it's going to take to get you moved up 3 to 4 months, and let's do the Google guaranteed. Let's get you some stuff going. And they said, what keywords do you want to work under? And we'll tweak them to make them fit right. I said, well, I want solar installs. I want general electrical repairs. And I want like panel upgrades and, you know, commercial repairs. And they said, well, let's focus on at least two of those. I said, what two you think are more important? I said, well, electrical repair is probably going to be the biggest one, just like general fixes, and then probably solar. They said, okay. And I, to be honest, whenever things weren't going, and I, like I said, I got 4 leads out of about 3 months, and they hit me with, when they hit my account for $299 and it didn't go through, it kind of triggered something in my head. It was like, wait. They've already gotten basically $900 out of me, and I've got nothing to show for it, basically. Four phone calls, and I landed one. That's not very good. So that's not what they said.
And so here's the thing. With Google guaranteed, I mean, I hear everything you've gone through, right? And I know it's very stressful. I mean, I know it's throwing money down the drain. It's never what we want to do. But here's what I can do for you. Because in all honesty, whatever company you had helping you with your Google Verifier, Google Guaranteed, they weren't doing a good job. I just, shoot you straight.
Definitely not.
I'm doing all the research in your area. So in San Antonio, look, Champion Electric, he's running Google Verified right now. He just had 115 bookings nearby. So the main thing of Google Verified is you don't pay for phone calls. I mean, let me ask you a question. Is it normal practice for you to give estimates over the phone?
Yes. I mean, I do. Okay. I do. I find that to be a lot easier.
Well, I hear you, right? But at the same time, that right there is where the phone call turns into a qualified lead with Google Verified, right? So the way that works is if you're giving estimates over the phone, well, now it's a qualified lead. So what we're always going to recommend to our business owners is you get that appointment in person, right? Now, some of the keywords that are working in San Antonio, you buy EV chargers. That's one of the big ones right now, right?
Can I do those?
So Google Verified, I can definitely bring you customers. You know, now here's the price range. What we'll do for you is I'll put an individual account manager on your account. That's an actual live person that will introduce themselves within 72 hours of you locking in your listing here. Now, the way that it'll work is they're going to basically just look at the account and make sure that your ads are performing. Anything that needs to be challenged, they're going to do it for you. Okay. Now, the leads come in at $32. That's for a qualified lead, right? Now, if you get a phone call and it's a service that's out of your service area, maybe they're in Austin. You don't want to drive that far. Maybe it's San Marcos, right? So you say, no, you know, it's just, I can't do that one. You don't have to pay for that phone call, right? With Google Verified, it's not a pay-per-call. It's an actual pay-per-lead. But now if somebody calls you that far out and you tell them, hey, well, you know, I can do it for, you know, $650. And they're like, oh, I'll call you back. Well, now you turn that into a qualified lead just by shooting that price out there. These are some of the guidelines of Google Verified, right? But if you look at Champion Electric, 115 bookings nearby, Google doesn't hide the results, right? So I can bring you these same results. We get more businesses verified, and we are literally top 3% of companies that can actually do the service for you. We're A-plus Better Business Bureau rated. They've been doing it since 2004, right? Now, Texas is a landscape that I know very well. So I know electricians in San Antonio, high demand. You're not going to find anybody in the Google Verified section that's hurting for business. Right. It's all just going to be about getting with the right company. Okay. So here's what I'll do for you. I'll do it for you at $249. That'll be your monthly reoccurring rate. Now the leads come in at $32. So you know how the budget works. The budget minimum would be $416. That'd be 13 leads. Basically you'll transfer it over. Now it looks like what you'd be paying if you already have it set. It's like 25%, right? So Give me 1 second, and I'll get you that exact number. And where's it? 78250. That's Home Base for the Business, right?
Yes, but I know they were supposed to set me up with the circumference from dead center of San Antonio with a 35-mile radius. So they would cover all the way up to like Bernie, because I told them, I said, I do cover Bernie, and it got to the edge of New Braunfels, just barely.
You see, yeah, the beauty of Google Verify is, right, is that once you get verified, which, I mean, if you've already gone and gotten the background check by either Evident or Pinkerton, you would receive those emails, right? Basically, what happens is you can go to the top of any page across the entire state. So all you would do is let us know, hey, you know what? I just expanded. I want to be in Dallas. And all we would do is activate. Well, your budget would be activated. All we're going to do is put you up in that area, right? And once you're up in that area, you go to the very top of every page. So, I mean, really with Google Verified, it's not a question of if, just when. And now, what does that do for your organic rankings? It definitely increases them. You will find yourself on that first page. I mean, honestly, about 45, no later than 60 days. That we've had that Google Verified active and we're running it, you're going to find yourself organically also on that front page, right? So, I mean, if you're ready to get started, what we'll be looking at is it's $249 a month. What I'll do is normally it's a $250 application fee that we're doing since we're doing the transfer. I'll give it to you at a discount. I'll give it to you 50% off. I'll give you that to you at $125. I'll bring you in at $374. It'll go to $249 a month after that, and we'll help you manage that budget. And I'll make sure that all your needs that are coming in are qualified. You know, we'll get those rankings increased. If you needed help with that website you talked about, we'll have it rebuilt, up and running within 7 to 14 days. If you own that domain, we'll use it. If not, I'll just throw one in there for you and we'll buy it on your behalf. All right? Now, we are month to month.
Yeah, I mean, I do have a website. And now, I don't know why, but I've had two people in the past say, you've got a GoDaddy site and it's, you know, you need to go with the WordPress, and I don't know if that's true or not. That's just a basic site. It doesn't really do much for you. So again, everybody has their sales pitch, and they say you don't have keywords attached to your site, but supposedly GoDaddy said I did, and you know, so it's like I've lost trust trying to figure things out.
The thing is, websites, they're assets, right? And people understand that. So a lot of companies with salespeople, they're going to try to sell you that website at an extra charge, right? I mean, here at our company, I don't even make commission. What we do here is we help the businesses grow. We fill in the first page listings as well as do Google Verified, Facebook, right? We'll focus on marketing firm. So basically, I mean, with that website, I'm looking at it. You have a nice website. You know, that's not a problem. Now, if you needed a website, like I said, I throw it in at no extra charge. I mean, this is a landing site. If you want to keep it the same, it's your choice. It's your business, right? So I'm not going to force you one way or the other. Now, if you want it rebuilt, I'll do it for you at no extra charge. You know, so I'll put that one in there. We'll have it rebuilt 7-14 days.
Would it be like would I own that site, the actual data from it in time? That's the main thing. So usually what I have is...
Yeah, great question. So the way that works is the domain will always be yours, right? You own that domain. So no matter what, you decide to leave us, the domain's always yours. The only thing that happens is if you decide to leave us, the links and the technology inside the website would cease to work, right? Because you're no longer subscribed to the program. So basically, just put the site back up wherever you had it previously, right? So, I mean, that's kind of how that works with the website. One thing you need to find out about me, I'm very transparent. You'll know exactly how everything works. So if we bought out the domain and built you out another site and you decided to leave us, we just offer you the domain at $99 what we bought it for, right? And then you're more than welcome to take it with you. Now, in your case, I'm looking at your website right now, theapprovedelectricalsolar.com. That's it, right?
Yes.
Okay. So basically, I mean, we would grab your Google business profile along with the website and we begin the optimization. I mean, we don't have to change that if you don't want to. I mean, you're doing great. 25, you know, 5-star reviews. Now we just want to build on that, you know. So I'm looking at your geofencing right now. If you're wanting to go up into Bernie, we'd open it up just a little bit more to make sure that You know, you're holding out when you're right on the edge of San Marcos, like, let's see.
Just barely into it. Yeah, that's what
I
remember.
Barely into
So the get started with you guys, you said right now, you said like 125 would be the first payment. Y'all would get working on it. Like I said, the main thing is if you can work with my website and know what I need to fix, I mean, I could fix it because I have the thing built into my package with GoDaddy. If y'all wanted to sign in and fix it, and like I said, just as long as it stays there, it doesn't get taken, doesn't get redirected. I've learned enough now to know that they all get redirected in time. And people got fired for that one when they build the website and redirect it. And they told me, oh, no, we're going to upload it to your site. Okay. I said, all right, remember, I'm going to check probably within a month or 2 months. And then I forget. And 3 months down the road, it's like, oh, y'all got a strike, one strike against you. Phone calls are down. That's another strike. And I said, one more strike, and that's next month. I'm going to go back over these same situations again. If they're not happening, that's your third strike. You're going to be debiting my account. It's not going to happen. I just locked my account, the one that y'all debit. I said, I'm going to give you heads up. Don't dare draw money out of there if you have not succeeded on the third month, which you promised. So, you know, I'm very transparent with people. And if they don't have a reason, like a lot of them come up, oh, your area is tough. I'm like, wait a second. Did you not know that?
You should have done the research before you hopped on the phone with me. Yeah.
Right? Sure. And I'm like, come on. And most of them say that's a tough area to bring you up. But then they all say, okay, so I hear them all say, hey, that's a tough area. There's a lot of competition. It might, you know, some of the guys will tell me right off the bat, oh, well, that's 5 to 6 months. And then all of a sudden, when they're doing the last, when they hook me up with somebody else, we need 3 months, 3 to 5 months max to get you on the front page. Okay, well, that's the reason why I wait 5 months. I mean, I let them take money from me free of charge for 5 months and then nothing. And I'm like, okay, you know what? Let's go into 5.5 months. You know what? I think since you promised to get it here and you said that, you know, y'all wouldn't be billing me if I'm not up on that front page tonight. Well, you are on the front page. You're number 32. I'm like, but you know what? My interpretation of front page is the front. What does Google show you when you first go into a normal page? It shows you top 10.
Yeah.
That's the front page to me. But I go, I get it. When you actually expand it, the front page has 50 people on it. So, and that was their technicality that they were getting. I said, all right, you know what? You got 3 days to make it happen. If not, I said, look, y'all want some battery reviews? I said, y'all got them coming anyways. I go, but fix it. I said, y'all got 3 days. I said, don't debit my account. And then, of course, this company was doing it. I've dealt with Town Square. I've had some other companies. I forgot the names of them. I just kind of, you know, the last one, like I said, the only thing they did do was get me going on Google Guaranteed. And when they tried to debit my account the last time, when I told them do not debit my account because we hit 3 months in, and I was like, I'm not getting the calls on Google Guaranteed. I said, no, granted, I called every one of them within probably an hour or less of everybody, and I sent them text messages just like you said to do, and I called each one of them about 2 hours later and sent them again a text message, and I only landed one job out of it, and the other three that I got never called back. Never return calls. I am not into this pushy salesman, so I don't know if I'm doing something wrong. They said, well, usually you'll get an email, too. Did you send them an email? Then they started kind of making it sound like it was my fault. I said, email, to me, gets lost. I don't go to my emails every 5 minutes. Text message, to me, is the quickest, and a phone call. So,
yeah.
But they made it sound like it was my fault. I said,
here's the thing. I mean, you can opt into the ways you want to receive your leads, right? So if you don't want email leads, turn them off. And, you know, that's something, I don't know if they told you, but they should have. You know what I mean? So I would have, my first thing is, okay, I get it. You know, let's go ahead and let's turn off the email ones. So that way you're only receiving your leads through text and they'll call you directly. You know what I mean? There's 20 companies right now in San Antonio that are Google verified. Now, each one of these companies, when you click on their profile, has gotten their fair share of leads, right? So Google's not hiding those results. Now, I can get you there, and I will get you those leads. I mean, our individual account managers, they're great. I mean, we do this every single day. So, I mean,
I would like to try it again because I drive a lot right now, do my solar stuff, and I'm going to Pflugerville, which is a 2.5 hour drive on Monday.
I know.
And then Tuesday, okay. I'm going to Wimberley, and that's still about a 2.5 hour drive on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, I'm back in San Antonio working, and then probably Thursday, I'm probably going to the Valley. And, you know, hey, I make, well, we'll put it this way. I'll make double to go and do those jobs. But again, when I drive to these places, like I was in Laguna Vista, 4.5 hour drive. I was
basically
working the job for 2.5 days. It's a $3,000 job to me, minus about $400 in fuel by the time I went there, because I drove twice. And, you know, I used a tank there and a tank back. So, and that's about $120 for my truck. So, you know, lost $400 on it. So basically I'm bringing home $2,600 for the solar job in basically 2 days. So I can make better money doing solar, but I'm working for a company. So if I can get that solar lead or EV charger, service calls, whatever it is, in a 35, 40 mile radius, that's way better for me, because then I'm only going to spend $40 or $50 in gas, and I can knock out more jobs and then driving out of town. Because, you know, that trip to freaking Laguna Vista I went to 2 days ago, or Tuesday, was 8 hours, or sorry, 9 hours of driving, and I was there 6 hours. So, yeah, I mean,
Got 15 more minutes and hit South Padre Island. At least you'd enjoy the view.
Yeah, believe me, tell you what, it was a beautiful area, and I loved it, but it was just, I was ready to get home.
You out by the golf courses or what?
Yes, right, oh gosh, right there, yeah. It was all right on the golf courses. I mean, it's the city area, right? When you hit that area, it was beautiful, so. But you know what?
It's laid back. The drive is tough if you're coming from San Antonio. Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, I hear you. Go ahead.
So yeah, I found my paper to write down. So for me to get with you guys, how does that work? Okay. So I'm already Google guaranteed. I have it set up. I just have a balance I got to pay. And, you know, cause money's been really tight with things not working the way the last people had it, didn't do it,
yeah.
You know, so. Basically, I haven't paid it yet, so it's just a button and a click, and because I've got a little bit of money built up, but not much. So, and I'm behind 2 months on my truck. I'm 2 months behind on my car. And so if I did do this, I'm risking a chance of getting a vehicle and a truck picked up, and I need both of them to take a leap of faith. So.
You're already verified, right? So that gives us a head start. I mean, when I got to start from scratch with companies, getting them Google verified, well, the business profile build and then getting Google verified. I mean, that process can, you know, take a month and a half, right? You know, in that context. Since you're already verified.
Yeah, it was like about 3 weeks total. I started it and I think I stopped at the background check. Whoever was leading me through there first, I didn't know if they were legit or not. And I just said, you know what? He's telling me to slam $500, $600 in this budget. And this guy was wanting $350 to manage just the Google Leads. And then I started looking around and found that people would normally do that just alone was around $150 a month. And I was like, okay, that's still a lot. If I'm doing all the work, that's crazy, but okay. And I asked him, I said, what else are you going to do? They said, that's it. And then I quit. And then the new company came in at about $299, and they were supposed to get the Google Guaranteed set up, organize it, they said they were going to do two campaigns at first, test the waters and see if I could keep up with it. Then they're going to go to three and if I can handle it. That was the agreement. I think they did one. I think they did one because the only calls I got were dealing with everything showed up on my portal about electrical issues. So I think they did one. And the moment that my payment didn't go through to them, I told them, hey, don't debit. As soon as they did, somewhere in that area, they shut my campaign down. I can't even see it now. And I immediately went in there and removed them. I thank God I've learned how to do that.
Hopefully you have the access to it, because Okay, so you have your CID, you have access.
Correct. I wiped them out, and I've gotten really good. Like, whenever I give people access to my, the manage my Google ads, my organic listing and everything, I immediately go in there, and within minutes, I wipe them out. It's on my phone. I have it set up to where all I got to do, it takes me 5 minutes or less, and I have them off of there and off of the other one. So I gotten really good at that because I've gone through, God, so many people. And, you know, so, I mean, I'll take a leap of faith again and try it. I feel like one of these days I'm going to hit the person that's going to do it the right way and be honest and do it. I said, they got to be out there. I mean, Grant, we got electricians out there. I hear it all the time. Oh, this electrician didn't do it. They took $1,000 and now you want to take $1,000. I don't trust you. I don't want to give you money. I say, hey, look, first thing you need to do, go look at my Google reviews. Number two, here's what I'll do. I'll go pull the permit and I'll get it paid for. And you have to reimburse me that, that permit fee plus $150 for my time. And then I'll come over and start the job. But when I show up, you have to pay. You have to put the rest of the, up to $500 down for me to do the work. So you don't, I'm out of here and I'm not threatening you. I will put the lien on the property for the full amount plus. So look, I'll bend a little bit because you've gotten screwed over, but I'm not here to screw anybody over. I'm here to make money. And when the end result, I'm going to ask for Google reviews. I'm going to ask for a referrals and you get credit for referrals. Anybody that gets that you do a referral and I get them, then that's worth at least $20 off your next service. Every one that I get from you. I said, but they got to state your name or your company name, and I'll do it. And I have a way to keep track, and it works. I get referrals all the time for people, and I honor it. And I'll turn around and say, you know what? Your hourly rate's $150. I took $20 off, and you know what? You did a Google review for me. I said, you know what? I'm taking off $10. I'm not buying your review. Don't think that. I'm asking you to do something, a service for me. I'm going to give you a discount. It's a discount. And that's it. Don't tell people I gave discounts for reviews. That's for me to offer. I go, just, you did a review. And I've had some gaming, one lady gave me a 4-star one time. She said I was late, which I was. I still gave her $20 off for her next appointment. I said, ma'am, I want to prove that I'm respectful.
So you're not buying a review. You're just asking for them to leave an honest review.
I'm
so
asking
you can,
for a review. And I got a link set up, and I just sent one to a lady. I pulled a permit for a lady for $500 yesterday and made them pay for the permit for $31.91 because it was a completion permit. So I just reminded her. I said, oh, yeah. I said, ma'am, I don't think I impressed you. I really didn't have time to show you much because, no, the fact that you got the permit and you're there the very next day with the inspector, yes, you did. You got 5 stars all the way. I said, okay, ma'am, tell you what. Next time you need an electrician, friends, family, another business, whatever, call me. And we'll work some sort of deal out. But all I'm asking for is, please, a prompt Google review as soon as you can. So I know she did it. So if you go and look, I don't know if there's a recent one. Because I get a message in my email that someone did a review. And I haven't seen it, but you see one from a lady named Maria, then she did it. But I sent her the link and she said, I'll do it here shortly. So, but I am pushing them. I'm trying to find what works.
A month ago. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to give you the tools for your actual reviews as well. So what you'll do there for them, you'll send them a text message and it'll have a little short link on it. Look, can you see text messages on that phone right there? I can send you what kind of it'll look like. So look, when I send you over like this little link right here, HTTPS, that's basically what you'd be sending them. But what it'll say is, please click on the link and leave me a review. And all they got to do is click on that little link. It takes them right over. They type the box, push enter, done, right? They don't got to go open up anything. They don't got to go look for the profile. So, I mean, it really works. Now, go ahead.
Oh, good. I mean, so basically, I'm actually getting ready to go into a customer's house right now, but so I wanted to kind of jot this down. So right now, for me to get set up with you guys, I've actually been with y'all before, in fact, some time ago. I don't remember when. And I don't remember anything good or bad, so that's probably a good thing. I don't remember. I just feel like it might not have worked, and I just quit. So,
well, it looks
again,
like we've had conversations with you, but you've never signed up, right? We've been talking to you since May 9th, 2023 was the very first time one of our agents ever spoke to you, but we had never gotten to a place where we joined business together, right? When actually went into business.
I feel like
with each other.
But okay.
But I will tell you, you know, when it comes down to the set, here's what I'll do for you. Like I said, I mean, I work the same way you do. I mean, I don't want to wear a black eye, you know, for the other guys, but at the same time, I know you've been in situations that haven't been as fair for you, right? So I'm willing to do the 50% off, not only on the monthly, but also on the transfer fee. So I'll get you in at 374. I'll get you monthly reoccurring only at 249, and that's going to have everything included. All right. We'll even do social media hosting for you. I'll throw it in there. I'll do about 200 to 250 ads a month. We'll use retargeting ads. So if anybody goes into the marketplace and they're looking for electricians, or if they type it into Google and they're in that service area, as soon as they go and they start scrolling through their Facebook, your flyer is going to show organically on the timeline. So you're going to notice we're going to be marketing towards your peak service hours. I'll make sure you're activated and you're showing up on the first page of Apple Maps and Bing, as well as discoverable through Siri and Alexa. So I can take care of all those for you. I'll wrap them up in the 249. And with the 125, we'll transfer over your Google Verified. I'll give you an individual account manager. They'll introduce themselves within 72 hours of locking in your listing. And basically at the end of every month, they're going to be calling you and going over all of your performance reviews, all of your leads, anything in the campaign that needs to be tweaked or changed. I mean, basically they're going to be your main point of contact, right? All they do within the company is look over. They'll have a certain amount of accounts that they're watching the performance of, and they all get assigned those, right? So, I mean, if you're ready to get started, I mean, basically what I do is walk you through a small voice verification. We then get you set up through your Google Business Dashboard. I send you your logins, we process the payment, and get you scheduled for onboarding on Monday.
Okay. And what would be the total amount of payout? That's the
Right now what you'd be looking at is $374 to get started. That's going to be $249 for your first month service and $125, which is the 50% off that application, right? Normally it's $250, but since I'm transferring it, you already got it all going, we'll do it for $125. So I bet those half off expectations you're looking at. I mean, all that's, I sent you over our pricing page, right? So, I mean, you can definitely see the pricing there. Now, normally it's $5.99 a month. So on the monthly reoccurring, I did you a little bit better than the 50%. But just because I want to be able to prove it to you. I mean, I know that San Antonio is a great area. I mean, I've done all the research. I definitely want to have an electrical company there. So, I mean, if we can partner with you, I mean, I haven't found anybody here with less than 15 bookings in the past week. I mean, you can do the check yourself, right?
And then each month after going forward would be the $249.
The $249, that's right. Now remember, I mean, you know how the Google Verified works. You'll have the budget, right? But that's used exclusively just for your leads. The individual account manager will make sure anything that needs to be challenged, they're going to do the challenge for you, right? So if it's an unqualified lead, they'll make sure that challenge, they get the money sent right back over into the account. On the same token, let me see here. Yeah, there's even some AI going on right now. Okay. Yeah.
Basically for that $249, you're saying that would be managing my Google guaranteed and trying to get me moved up somehow, some way. Again, I don't know all the crap behind that, but to get moved up on the Google listings. And then you said that also, like, the
we're going to do social media. Yeah.
That I got to figure out how to get into it, because somehow I changed it and I screwed it up, and I think I'm using an old email. And I feel like I may have to go in and somehow, some way, maybe just for temporary, go pay for that email again and grab it or something. If it finally quit, I may have to go grab it so I can get those emails. But I think I set it up under Phil.
How many followers do you have on that? You got already a whole lot of people on that page? Because here's the deal. I mean, if it comes down to you having to go put out money for the email address, I mean, if you only got a few followers, just go open a new one with a personal email address that you don't have to pay for, right? And all you're going to have to do is just put the name of your business on there. We'll go in and we'll build it for you. Any photos you have of your work, anything you want on there, you send it over to us. And we're your white glove service at that point. You know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you.
Yeah, I actually started creating a new one. I did start a new one. I was trying to mimic the other one. So whenever I kind of go grab people again, but I'm really only thing that is on there. I think there is probably a good 1,000 maybe, or maybe 800 or so. Not a lot. And
well, 800 to 1,000 is probably, that's going to be worth it, right? That's going to be worth getting your email ads. If you have 800 to 1,000, I mean, it's going to be worth it. Now, if you're sitting at about, you know, and keep in mind, I work with a lot of small to medium-sized businesses, so I'll get an owner, and he'll be honest with me and say, hey, dude, I have like 3 followers on there, you know, and I tell him, hey, don't worry, you know, where that's what we're going to build for, right?
I've
but
got a kid that
something
was,
where you got like 800 to 1,000, well, that's kind of worth it. I'd get it back myself, I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, I'll let y'all kind of guide me on that one. Yeah, let's tell you what. First, I need to get this contractor to tell me for the last 3 weeks to send me money. I need to get him. He's supposed to send me $1,000, and I want to verify. But if I do, I just need to make sure I got something coming in to replace that, because I've got to make a payment on this vehicle somehow, some way, at least one of them, because I got one vehicle locked up and one that's outside open for them to come pick up. And I know they basically told me on both of my vehicles that they're not waiting till the 3 months. And I'm 2 months behind, 2.5 months behind on both of these. So I don't know if that's true or not, that they can. These are not towed at no places. So I know those guys can pick your vehicle up. So I'm going to verify I have some money coming in and see if this guy's paying me. But I would like to try it. So you got me in. But I just need to make sure I've got that money coming in tonight. He swore up and down yesterday. He was going to at least get me the $500. That's good enough. If he can guarantee that, then I'll be able to sign up today and we can get it rolling. And, you know, somebody can reach out to me if I need to tweak a few things just real quick to get my – I know I got to pay my freaking – the fee to the Google guarantee deal. I think it's like $100-something. I have no idea what the hell that $100-something for, to be honest. Because when – like I said, the previous one that had it, they obviously shut my campaign down instantly, took it away. And then when I went and looked, I was trying to find an active deal because I was going to try to, you know, see what they actually did or didn't do. I had no tracking of anything that shows up. I could only see the customers that were through there. That was it. And I think 9 showed up, but supposedly it appeared like there was like 4 in there that were not charged for some reason. But I called the numbers that were listed. Just, I was like, well, maybe that's a potential customer. And it basically said it was not charged. And weirdly, it came up. I guess Google found that they were fake numbers. So every one of them just went to a fake number. So I guess Google caught it and didn't charge me for them. But there was like,
and that's, those are some of the benefits, right, of Google Verified, in all honesty. And that's why I was so surprised when you were saying that you were, you know, getting charged for phone calls. I was like, holy moly. I mean, were they just, you know, your company, were they just not really paying attention? Or, I mean, did they not give you the proper advice, you know? And then that's why I hit you with that first question of, you know, are you giving estimates on the phone? Because remember, as soon as you get the phone call, there's an AI that starts analyzing that phone call. If it hears you giving the price, it's going to automatically register as a qualified lead, right? So that's some of the great area coach.
And they said if the phone call lasts less than 35 seconds, then you don't get billed for it. They said try to keep it below there, but he says do not – they did say do not try to outsmart the Google by, hey, let me call you right back and I will get you let me call you right back and try to get them off the phone and less than that. He says, they're going to catch it, and you're going to get kicked out. And so I said, okay. So I did get a phone call, and it was a guy looking for a job. And I know for a fact I talked to that guy for a minute, and I was like, dude, I got to get this guy on the phone, but he sounds like a potential guy I could use for work. I said, but man, he came through my freaking Google guarantee. I said, shit, I probably just got charged $35. So I was like, and when it hit like 35 seconds, I was like, hey, dude, let me just call you right back, and I'll talk to you later on, about 2 hours, about, you know, if I have some work for you, but I'm interested. Let me get you out, you know, give you a call back. I looked down, and the total time was like 70 seconds, and I was like, son of a bitch, got charged for it. And then when I went home and I was like, let me go see how much I got dinged, man. Because now I got to take this shit out of his pocket. And I looked, and it said not charged. I was like, oh, okay, so Google is working right. Okay. So it was technically 5 phone calls. But, yeah, let me – okay, what's the direct number to call you?
Hold on. Let me get you that information so I can text it right out to you. So here's the deal. Give me a sec.
That would be awesome because I'm going to make a phone call. Like I said, I'm sitting like 2 blocks up the street away from the homeowner's house and another – I'm surprised you haven't texted me yet. That's on 30 minutes, and that was – we've been on the phone for – 45. Shit. I'm late.
I got you. So I just – I text you out the number now. What's a good email address for you, Bill?
Office – so office at approvedelectricalsolar.com.
Okay. Office at approvedelectricalsolar.com. Gotcha. Yeah, so what I'm going to do for you right now is I'm going to send out your proposal online. That way you have your numbers in front of you. You know what you're looking at. That way when we hop back on the line, you know, if you have any questions, I'll get them answered for you. And we'll get you all set up.
That would be awesome. All right, and I'll try to get you a call back here shortly. Like I said, I just got to make a quick phone call and see if the guy's going to pay up or not and make a good decision. Like I said, I'm just very nervous right now because one guy is $7,000. I got some money coming in on Monday, and I know I'm going to get some back on Monday. I just don't know what the amount is that the guy's paying out. So that's the only thing I'm lost on. So I'm kind of, like I said, very nervous and trying to be real careful with what I spend.
No, I hear you, Bill. And I mean, I did you justice as far as the numbers, right? I mean, I did some deep discounts for you. But just so that way, I mean, we have the opportunity to improve what we can do for you, right? You know, we'll do that, you know, at a modest amount. So that way, I mean, we can really get you going. You know, I'm excited to be able to help you out there. So we'll get it done.
I appreciate it. All right, thank you so much. Should we give you a call back here shortly?
Okay, partner. I appreciate it. I'm putting that in your email together. You'll be seeing that shortly as well.
All right, thank you.
Absolutely. Talk to you soon, bro.
Anyway.
What are you looking for?
The cup for water.